Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. If it's worth the fight, you said it would be. You said it would be this way.
Hello and welcome to the Friday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm Joe Biden. Just wanted to do that. That's funny. Okay. I'm doing it tonight, folks. As many of you know, I swallowed a pill wrong, and it went down my throat, so it kind of scuffed up my the back of my esophagus, so it's, hurts. So, I can't do it last night at all. I'm starting to heal, so. But Sally Yates testified that Joe Biden, yes, he was in the Oval Office in the meeting with Michael Flynn. Gee, will it go anywhere? Oh, Fredo begs rich New York residents to stay around. Please, I'll cook your dinner. Just stay around. Same thing with California. People are leaving in droves. Donald Trump is actually, in his administration, is going after Nevada because they're actually having a lawsuit because of this mail-in voting, and I'll get into all that stuff. Stephen Miller, I love him, you know, just amazing, amazing, amazing man. And he's like, Trump could have saved Portland. No, he did save it. Trump's offered help to these third world countries with this massive violence problem. But hey, Trump can do that. And Trump will do that. You know, that Nevada mail-in voting is so bad. I'll get into that. You know, the Alfredo thing. We need you to stay in New York. Come on, rich people. I need you. Come on. Your taxes are going to be 10 times higher, but who cares? Hey, you're rich. Michelle Obama is suffering from depression because of Trump and his hypocrisy. Wow. Oh, what? Because you really wanted a border wall, but since Trump wanted one, you had to go against him, so now you're mad? Because everything that he wanted, that you supported, now you got to be against him, so now you're losing your mind? Now, I want to get into Donald J. Trump and what the left thinks of him, because, I mean, Donald J. Trump and what the left thinks of him is he's never going to do anything right, but you got Joe Biden, and he's whatever the left wants. He'll change his stance every 5 seconds. Nanotechnology, can that be used in cannabinoids? We'll get into that, and also the latest on from the Europa League and all that stuff. So thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Let me see here. Okay, let me see here. 1079. Verse 3:13. Who is going to harm you if you are angry to do good? Eager to do good. Who are you going to harm if you're able to do good? I try to think about that in my daily life. How do I do? Where do I go? What do I do? Because, you know, I want to treat people the way I want to be treated. And the big thing I've been fighting with is how do I, if you ever saw the movie The War Room, you need to do your fighting in prayer. You know, and if you ever saw the very first movie they did, Flywheel, while you over here complaining, the Lord's over there working. And I want to do it. I want people to sit there on the left and be like, Well, he disagrees with this, but, you know, he's, you know, because you have these people on the left that, like, when you sit down and you can get to the brass tacks with them. So let me get this straight. So this is what I call vetting. Don't you want to make sure that you know who's coming in your house, if they're safe or not going to just trash your house when you have a party? Yeah, that's why you have, like, when you have a birthday party, you fill out cards and you hand them out to the people you want to have come. You don't just invite anything and anyone to walk in your door. It's called vetting. A term for it is called invitation, you know? The door is an invitation for you to come in the right way. And, well, yeah, I want that. Well, you're out here marching against that. You're out here saying, okay, how is it that this country that has a crap load of coronavirus cases, why do we want them coming into this country to potentially infect us? We got to vet them. We got to say, no, we're closing. Call me a xenophobe. China, we're closing the door with you. Don't buy their products. Screw them. Go over here. Australia did the same thing with some of these countries. Trump didn't do enough. Yeah, I have to agree with my wife. I listened to it, and it is still kind of fuzzy. I don't know, but I'm going to have to try a live that's not the conversation and see if it's still fuzzy. That's what I'm going to have to do, because if I go on, because I went on Blog Talk and it's crystal clear, but you can still hear a faint fuzz. It's not as bad as yesterday, but it's still kind of bad. I don't know. I'll have to do a live, just not conversation, just on my regular page and see. I don't know, but because I make videos and stuff on there, and I don't have any problem with fuzz. But, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, Sally Yates, I mean, here's another thing. With Sally Yates, she's testified that Joe Biden was there in the Oval Office meeting with Michael Flynn. But will anything ever come of this? I have a feeling that Trump is close. I mean, tomorrow night, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to watch it on A&E. They're going to have this big special with these women that were on Epstein's Island. And it's going to be a two-part series, not Fear for Their Lives. Because I'm coming out and saying, hey, this is what happened when we were on Epstein's Island and this and that. And I got to remember to let my mom know what channel, because she wants to watch that too. But
we got to get you a new phone.
I don't think it's. I'm going to do a live thing test after this, just on my regular channel. And if it's still fuzzy, I'm just going to have my wife be on it, like, and see.
We'll see.
Because I don't know.
Come on, I'm sorry. Get me
in. Oh, just want to. But, like, I mean, will anything ever happen to Sally Yates stuff? I mean, because I do think. I mean, like with this Epstein, I want to see someone. If Bill Clinton was truly on the island,
which he was,
yeah, is anything ever going to happen to him? Is anything going to, I mean, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, I asked this to my wife the other night. I said, okay, what if Donald J. Trump came out and said, you know what? I want to have some diversity. I want to have Kamala Harris as my VP if she'll accept it. What would they do? What would they do if they said Camille, you know, something like that? Or John Lewis? What would they have done? What would they have done? I mean, I mean, what if they would have said no? Hey, I'm trying to be diverse and have a Democrat as a VP. Hey, I'm thinking outside the box. I don't know what they would have done. But hey, it's one of those things. But, like, when you get back to the Sally Yates thing, I mean, it's no surprise that he was in the Oval Office with the Michael Flynn stuff. You know, it's obvious. But do you think anything's going to come of this stuff? I mean, the fact that they did illegal wiretapping, they did all this crap. They got FISA warrants. I mean, and now they're supposedly saying that he's done, him and his family's done scams, and they're, the New York Attorney General is going after the NRA and all this crap, which you can't, they're not going to get anywhere. I don't know what the, they can't, to try to disband an organization, it's saying they're impossible. You want to chime in?
It's all for show. It's a voting cycle. By December, they won't care about the NRA or none of this peep crap.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a voting cycle.
Yeah.
What they can do for votes.
Yeah. It's just a waste of your tax dollars.
It's like every Republican's racist every 3 to 4 years.
Yep. Oh, I know, exactly. I'm proud of that fact. I'm a racist Jew. Yeah, I have Jew in me, so you can't say I'm racist because I got Jewish in me. I mean, you got Alfredo over there saying, I'll cook you some pasta with Alfredo sauce if you stay. Please, rich people, stay. I know I got 100% tax on you. I know New York sucks. I know the violence is bad and everything, but please stay. That's what the, yeah, he's over there like, please. I promise at the nursing home that your parents are at that I'll make sure that no COVID patients can go to those hospitals. They'll get exemptions. Yeah. That's Como for you, though. That's what he's doing, you know. Andrew the homo. The Como. Yes. He's a waste of space. Makes no sense. I mean, but New York is falling apart. Okay, you're going to defund the police. Are you kidding me? Well, there are students calling that Chicago colleges and stuff, like Illinois colleges, should separate themselves from racism and, like, not associate, you know, like, a.k.a. the cops. Like, separate themselves from racist cops. And I'm like, the cops should just come out and say, you want that? That's simple. Okay, I don't care if it's a guy, girl, whoever, if you're a donkey, call yourself a donkey, you're getting raped. Have fun. Good luck, because we're not gonna save you. We're not going to come for you. Don't call us. We're not going to do anything. See you around. Bye-bye. Have fun. Oh, you're getting attacked? Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're racist, so we don't want to associate with the college. So we're go ahead and we're doing the wishes of the people. Yeah. The kids want to separate the racists from the university, and since we're racist, yeah, we can't help you. I know I'm black, but I guess I'm racist, so. I know you're getting attacked and mugged, but hey, you're on your own. Good luck. Bye. That's his world. That's how it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to let me know where you are, wherever you are out there. Comment if you're watching. It's a Friday night show. Normally do it Thursday nights, but hey, I got to figure out. But it's just one of those things. Now we have these people in this world that are just like losing it. I mean, these rich people have the right to leave. I'm glad they're leaving New York. It's funny how these idiots want to have our countries run like Chaz. Run like Portland, run like New York. But people are leaving those states in droves, and California, they're fleeing. It's scary. But what's even scarier is this mail-in voting in Nevada. If you're 65 or older, did you know this, Melissa? You can have someone fill out your ballot for you, mail it in for you. So who knows?
How is that legal?
It's for the most vulnerable population, 65. It's to help the elderly. So you can sit there and, okay, I can vote for people. I can,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's tell that to our parents. I'll tell yours and you tell mine. They can't vote. We're going to fill it out for them.
Well, there's a lawsuit.
What would our dad say?
See, exactly what you're saying. No, see, it's an unconstitutional lawsuit. That's the thing. It's unconstitutional. I can understand, but cause it's kind of like saying, if you're senile, I'm going to vote for you. It's like a dementia person saying, hey, I know what she would want to vote for. But that's the issue, though. You got this, I don't see it going anywhere. I mean, there's so many, and you can actually have your, like, I mean, it can take forever. It could be months till we know who wins.
Idea.
Because we found more votes. Because if you voted on the day of the election, what if it doesn't get there? What if you postmarked it on that date? They're going to have something that says by this day it has to be in 100% to our office. Well, as long as they mail it by this time on the day of the election, and da 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 da. See, I wouldn't want to vote until the day of the election, and I'm going to vote in person, because what if something comes up and, okay, well, what if you vote for Biden and then something came up like a month before by the other trees?
Okay.
But it's one of those things that, you know, what if something came up and, okay, well, because of this, let's say Biden got in a car wreck, bam, and was killed. And he's no longer the running mate, and they put someone else in there. Would your vote still count? Because what if who they picked to replace him, well, I'd pick Trump over that guy. Yeah, I don't want that Democrat. I don't want Bernie Sanders. Well, there is no difference. But let's just hypothetically say you would prefer Bernie Sanders over Biden. And if it's Biden that gets the thing, then you're going to go for Trump. What do you do? Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that, I honestly think it is this, I think it's my page, because I know when I tried to, because I listen again and I can still hear that, but I know I had a hard time logging onto my page today a couple times. It would not let me, and I thought it was taken down. Or at least suspended, because I had a hard time getting and logging in. So I think it's something to do with my page. After this, I'm going to do a live just to see if I can hear anything in the background. It's just going to be for, it's not going to be for anyone, but this is just nuts. But because I know, like, right before this conversation, several times I tried to get on the conversation that I couldn't.
It's almost not worth doing because of the hissing sound.
Well, if you want to shut off the Facebook and I just do Blog Talk, yeah, we're just going to get off the, there's going to be, if you want to listen, folks, the link is for the Blog Talk. We're just going to go, because it's just hissing. It's just not even enjoyable. I'm going to do a live after this just on my regular page and see if what it could be, because I can tell you right now, I had a hard time getting onto the conversation page. It wouldn't let me for like, I tried like six times, and it kept not letting me, and then finally I got on.
So you want me to just shut off this?
Yeah, I'm ending the Facebook live feed because of this buzz, and I'm still on Blog Talk, so everyone on Blog Talk, we're still going to be there. I'm just not going to be live on Facebook Live, and I'm going to figure out what's going on, because I have a feeling it's my conversation page. I know it is.
Okay.
Thank you so much for tuning on Facebook.
Guys.
Goodbye. God bless. Yeah, because it's just not even... Thank you so much. But thank you for staying in on Blog Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Get your Blog Talk on Facebook. Post your Blog Talk so they can get to Blog Talk.
Oh, I've already done that.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I share.
Okay.
Every time when I share, either watch me here or via that's the Blog Talk link.
Okay. I'm gonna go set up with your party.
Oh, please go out there and party.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you know, I mean, like I was talking about earlier, like the Chicago college students demand that the police and the schools cut ties with white supremacy. Great. No, I think the police should just say, okay, we're not going to help you. If you guys get raped, robbed, mugged, shot, whatever, we're not going to help you. You're on your own. You have a problem? Well, I don't know if you consider firefighters, ambulances racist, but we're not going to come help you. And if they do, they do. If they don't, you're on your own. But U.S. sends 2 million doses of hydroxychloroquine to Brazil. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's dangerous. Oh, but we got to send 2 million doses to Brazil for the treatment of hydroxychloroquine. That drug, they're using it for the treatment of COVID-19. That's what I was getting at. This medication, the hydroxychloroquine, is a treatment. This hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19. And if you take it in the right dose, it can be a preventative. And they're sending doses to Brazil to treat the very thing that they're telling us we shouldn't be able to have it for. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, but it's so dangerous. It's so deadly. It should be outlawed. A doctor should go to prison for 50 years if they prescribe that medication. Yeah. 2 million doses sent to Brazil for a drug that they're telling us that we shouldn't take. Are you freaking kidding me? Hydroxychloroquine works in Brazil, but not in the U.S.? Yeah, well, I mean, that's just, but then, you know, they try to blame everything on Trump, but it's not working. Trump, people aren't buying this bull crap. I mean, Stephen Miller said it best. Trump saved the city of Portland. Portland didn't do anything. Portland didn't. The mayor of Chicago's not doing anything to stop. I know. I'm just saying. I thought you might comment. Yeah, my producer's walking around studio like, what the heck? But, I mean, Trump's the one that's saving Portland. Trump is the one that's trying to do something. And that's the problem. I told this person, and she's very liberal, so she hates my guts. For, like, politically, even her and that, she's cool. But she's just one of these people, I'm like, this is what's going on. This is the bottom line, folks. So you understand. This is the bottom line. The bottom line. No matter what Trump does, no matter what Trump says, liberals will never stand with them, never support him, whatever. Like I've said before in this program, Sir Huckabee Sanders could get a copy of Hillary Clinton's speech, word for word, repeat the thing 100%, not even change the name. If she said, "Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton," Sir Huckabee Sanders could say, "Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton," and read the whole entire speech, and they would be like, "Yeah, Hillary Clinton, way to go. Can you believe this wrong speech she gave? Sir Huckabee Sanders, look at that racist bigot. Can you believe she said that crap? I mean, oh my. I can't believe anyone would support someone that, oh, Lord help us." And that's the problem in this world. You have, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, oh, Trump hasn't done anything. Well, one of my friends goes, "You actually like the way Trump handled the coronavirus?" I said, "What could he do differently?" I said, "You guys called him a xenophobe and a racist for keeping people, when he bans travel from China, and he banned travel from these other countries that had high COVID cases, you were telling him that we should, and us, that we should be going to these Chinese restaurants and kissing and hugging and being around these people, that it's racist not to support Chinese places. Now, at that exact time, you said he didn't do enough. So what is it? Was he a racist xenophobe for banning travel to and from these countries? Or did he not do enough? Because you can't say that he did he didn't do enough when you were saying, why is he keeping people coming here from China? Why they and they act like, and people are so done with it. I mean, the NBA and the NFL and NASCAR, their ratings are in the toilet. People are done with this whole politicizing everything. If you like NASCAR, like I did, it makes you sick. Well, now they're supposedly going to give Bubba Wallace, they're going to help him have part of Richard Petty Motorsports. I'd be like, isn't that, that's called black privilege. That's called, hey, we're going to help this poor black man out because he's black and he gets what he wants. Because we can't say no to him, because if we do, yeah, he can claim racism. He can be the last one at his job, first one gone, the worst person there, not do any work at all, and when he gets fired, oh, it's because I'm black. No. If you would bust your ass and be the best person there, you can go somewhere. Oprah Winfrey is a prime example. She should be lifting up her people and saying, hey, I'm Oprah Winfrey. I came from nobody and nowhere. And look at what I did. Look at what I accomplished. Look at where I'm at. I'm one of the richest people in the world. You can probably take 3/4 of the white population and not even have the money combined that Oprah Winfrey has. Got like 50 homes, private Lear jets, thousands of cars. Give me a quarter of her, give me a tenth of her money and I could retire and live the rest of my life like a billion, like a king. You have these celebrities that instead of raising money to help people in their own communities, we raise 50-some million dollars to help the World Health Organization. They're a billionaire, they're a billion-dollar company, but you know, but since the U.S. is not going to be associating with them anymore, yeah, we need to help them out. You know, the local businesses that are not going to have a restaurant open or not have a bar open or not have a store open because the effect of COVID-19, who cares about them? Who cares about your neighbor that's not going to be able to pay his rent? We got to worry about a $1 billion World Health Organization. We're going to help them out. If you don't see through the hypocrisy of this crap, I can't help you. I can't help you.
You have a bunch of red, well, you have 2 red big tomatoes.
But, you know, I did share the link in case you're, but, I mean, that's the problem we're at with this world. They don't care. They don't care. They don't, you know, I'm just waiting for that hydroxychloroquine. I mean, half this, I mean, and it's liberal. So I have stuff, I get so much stuff taken down, it's not even funny. I mean, Europe's top health officials say masks aren't helpful. It's just crazy. I mean, but we need to have people coming together and be like, hey, look at Terrence. He came from the foster house to the White House. What's her name? Michelle Obama. She had like a, I got to get into this, but, I just want to let you know, dude, we still got a half an hour left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's just incredible. We got some interesting, Wow. I got some Fabrizio Romano news to get into, too, also. I have nothing to do with United, but it's going to be interesting. But, you know, I mean, Oprah needs to, like, open up and say, hey, look at me. Look at what I've accomplished, you know. Terrence K. Williams, like, I came from the foster house to where I am now, the White House. And I have to say this, I'm kind of jealous. Not really jealous, but I'm one of those people that I'm like, because I like Mark, and I was like excited for him. You know, like, wow, the United Stands, and he has Fabrizio Romano on his show. Like, that's kind of neat, you know, because to think that when I started watching him, he had like nobody, maybe like 20,000 people. It was a little dinkly show. He would walk to work and he'd be walking to work. This is your Manchester United transfer daily. And at night when he'd get home, he'd eat dinner, spend time with his kids, then do the show at night. And now it's his full-time thing. Flex has been at press conferences and asked all the questions. That's incredible. How, you know, and it's just, but then when I look at my show, and I'm like, wow, you know, and when you listen to it, and you're like, yeah, I have people listening in like all four corners of the globe, and Australia, and all over, and Italy, and France, and Germany. It's just amazing, but it's just one of those things that, you know, I'm not, you know, Michelle Obama has this low-grade depression because of the Trump administration hypocrisy. Now, what's going on is she really, really wants a wall, but since Trump wants a wall now, she can't support it, so she has to be against the wall. There's a lot of things that Trump wanted that the Democrats were shoving down their throats, and now all of a sudden, ooh, yeah, we can't support that now because Trump wants it. Like I was talking about earlier in the beginning of the program, what would they do if you said, yeah, I want to have Kamala Harris as my running mate because I want to have diversity in this election. I want to have, because America is about a two-party system. We should have two. Imagine if you had to have like a Republican, if you were a Republican candidate, you had to have a Democrat. So if you're a Democrat president, you had to have a Republican vice president. You wonder what they would have done if we were to pick him. Like, yeah, I want Al Sharpton as my running mate. What would they do? They would lose their mind. They would absolutely lose their mind. But it's just one of those things that I don't know. I just think it's funny. But then I can't even pronounce that. But that tropical storm, it has like the weirdest name ever.
I don't know where they got that name.
Yeah, but that tropical storm's like the most normal thing going on right now. And just so that in case any of you wondered,
if anyone dies in that storm, it's COVID, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard, but yeah, the Titanic, when it sank, it was all the COVID. Yeah, the Edmund Fitzgerald, yeah, they all got COVID-19 and sunk the ship so that they didn't contaminate people. But yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. But I mean, it's the most normal thing. But just in case anyone, any sci-fi people out there, Mad Max, that happened in 2021. Yeah, it's a year away. So, you know, everyone, I wouldn't doubt if there's like, since you can legally bet now online, I'm going to go look this up and I'll let you know Tuesday if I find anything where you can legally bet on like, what's the next pandemic thing? Like, what's the next 2020 thing? Is it a spider? Is it a bee? Is it a wasp? Is it some sort of, like toxic ray from the sun? Yeah, I have a gambling problem, so I don't gamble. So, yeah, I won't, but, yeah, I would. I just want to look it up just for the fun of it. Yeah. Just to see, like, if you can actually... I mean, Michelle, really? I mean, let me just tell you something. This is for Michelle Obama. Low grade, okay? Let me have one of these $18 million mansions in California with a huge pool to where I could sleep in one bedroom, a different bedroom every night for probably 2 weeks, not even sleep in the same bed. have a bathtub bigger than probably my apartment and say I'm depressed. Well, I would be because I'm in California, so I'd be in a totally different, I'd be in a socialist country, which is, yeah. Give me a break. She's about as bad as Oprah. Well, see, you can't accomplish anything in life because, see, these white people need to come out and admit that, you know, that they can be successful for sitting on their butt because they're white. People that sit on their butt that are white are called rednecks. Yeah. They're in a trailer park, and they come up every day with a new scheme to try to figure out how they can make money, how they can get themselves rich. Then they usually get in an argument 4 or 5 times with their wife, have the cops called. Then when the guy doesn't do what he's told by the cops, they have to tase him and harass him and handcuff him. And then the wife, who's really drunk, says, "What are you doing?" And she's losing it because, "You can't do that to my husband." White don't mean anything. Look at Mike Lindell. He was a crack addict and turned his life around and became a CEO. He didn't just have a yellow brick road candy cane walk to the Wizard of Oz. He had to struggle to get to where he is. And people that work for him, if they struggle, he didn't fire them. He helps them. He's a mentor to them. "Hey, I've made it. You can do it too." You know, I could stand with Oprah Winfrey. She's like, "Hey, look at what I was able to achieve, and I want to help other people accomplish what I accomplish." No, she has to sit there and push this white, this privileged narrative. There's no such thing as privilege. Look at Sting's kids. They're not going to get a dime of their dad's money. If they want to earn it, they have to earn it. They should have found a way to snuggle up to his accountant and get as much money out of the accounts as the kid when they were little. That's the only way they're going to get that Sting privilege. But that's this world we live in. Instead of lifting people up, "Oh, you need to stay down." Now, I could see someone coming out here, "Well, I guess I can't earn any more money because Oprah Winfrey earned it all. I need to wait for the government to print more money." And there's a lot of people, there's a huge group of people saying, "Hey, I'm going to be evicted," because they have a thing where they can't legally evict you if you can't pay your mortgage or your rent. They can, now that's elapsing, and there's tons of people who say, "Well, I'm going to be evicted," and this and that. And so I need the government to give me $2,000 so I can stay in my apartment. But they don't realize that they're probably taking $3,000 out of your paycheck. They're giving you $2,000, but they're taking $3,000 out. There's stuff. And this is what people don't realize. There's stuff that I bought this 5-pound bag of shredded cheese at Sam's. It used to be like a year and a half ago, $11. It's up. It's like $16 now, I think. It's like almost $17 for the same bag of cheese. And like a couple, like before this stimulus and all this COVID-19, it was way cheaper. It was like $13. Everything is going to go up and up and up and up. It's called inflation. Yeah, that check sounds nice. It would help me and my wife out, but when I know where the money's coming from, I'm paying for it. But this tropical storm, that's like the normal. Well, it's not really normal. It's, you know, if we didn't have global warming, we wouldn't have a tropical storm. Actually, I watched the whole, like it's a 3-hour special on hurricanes, and they said that there's evidence that we don't, like in New Orleans and stuff, we don't even have nowhere near the hurricanes that they can tell that happened. Like for every one hurricane we have now, like in the tropics, like in like where like Texas, New Orleans and stuff is, for every one we had now, they probably had 3 or 4, if not 5 or 6. minimum, there was way more. But it's just one of those things that when you look at this, it's just sad. It's just sad, this world. Instead of coming together and sort of saying, hey, look, I came from the poorhouse to the foster house. Oprah Winfrey could probably write something similar. Hey, I was virtually nobody, and look at what I am now. No, she's like, see, I can't accomplish anything because of white privilege. You can't either, so, It's just sad that people don't try to lift each other up. Instead of helping your fellow neighbor, you help the World Health Organization there, Lady Gaga and all these celebrities. Anyone that sees those people and supports those people and know that, and I had friends like, oh, this is so great that you're doing that. And I wrote my friend, I went off. I wasn't too nice about it. I said, well, I guess the local restaurants and I guess the local stores and the mom and pop shops are not going to make it because of this pandemic. I guess they're not getting help from the celebrities. They're not going to get help from the people that can easily give money. They're donating their millions that they're raising to a billion-dollar health organization. That's why I like people like Bon Jovi. He actually takes his time and effort, and he has, like, restaurants. I think he has two of them where you pay what you can. He works there. He'll do dishes. He helps out. He gives back. You can come there and eat. No questions asked. You don't have to, no money, no nothing. Yes, if you can't afford. There's a guy in New York that has an Indian restaurant, and anyone can come in there, eat, no questions asked. He gives them soda. He gives them food, whatever. You don't have to worry about feeling ashamed if you ain't got money. And he goes, most of the food that I hand out to these people would be equivalent to what I would. I just didn't sell that well, so hey, they ate it instead of throwing it away. I'm giving it to somebody because that's what a restaurant does. I mean, there's no one is a psychic, and no one can go, okay, I'm gonna sell 15 dishes of this and 10 dishes of that. We've had dishes that we did the salmon ravioli at a restaurant. The first eight orders were all the salmon. So I got the line, you go make more. And he went to make more. We didn't sell one the next 2 days after that, not one order. And he was like, I got 10 more for tonight and then we'll make more tomorrow. Didn't sell one left. If he wouldn't have made any more, we would have had one order left out of the 9 he made. You know, but I took my mom, I think it was Wednesday. She wanted to do CBD, so I got her and a really good guy that does CBD and all this stuff. And I was talking to him, and I wanted her to get it from a good source, you know. And we got a problem with it. It works great. She loves it. And the problem she has is she goes, well, these medications are like $10, $20. This is like $70. And I'm like, well, you might be able to start with this, and you might be able to get it to where I can help you get down to the 300 milligrams. And she's thinking about staying on the regular medications and using the CBD on an as-needed basis. I'm like, Mom, I understand her thing, like, I love CBD too, but it's like, okay, I don't have the money to afford $70 every month for a bottle of CBD. So I have to do what I do, and I find options that, you know, and different things I can do to supplement by CBD, I mean, you know, to find. And sometimes I feel like the CBD I get is not as great, because it's not, you know, I'm not getting the better CBD, but still, it still helps me, but, you know, it's just one of those things. But, like, can nanotechnology come out with CBD, and they're wanting to see if they can take, like, the cannabinoids that work for cancer? Because, like, if you have, like prostate cancer, you're going to want to have suppositories that are almost 100% CBD. And because Tommy Chong has prostate cancer, and he has some that he puts CBD, and it's like a 50-50 with, it's like 25% THC, 75% CBD, cannabinoids, CBD9 and CBDA and THC9. And he said, yeah, you talk, it doesn't take much, and you are floating. But that's what he uses, because he has prostate cancer, so he's using it that way. But, you know, so it's one of those things that, like, I told my chiropractor, I said, we need to do acupuncture, because there's one, I don't know what it's for, but you can put one of the needles in the cooch, the spot between the anus and the male part, or the female part, right in there. I'm like, no, but I'm sure if someone paid me enough, I'd do it. You know, but I guess there's not really, I mean, I just wonder, like, have you ever known anyone to do that? What's it for? What would it, you know, like, some of these things, like, in the earlobe, what does it do? Is it for, like, earaches? Is it for pain? You know, always, because he has a thing of, like, all these different spots where you can put the needles, and it's, like, some of these, like, the weird spots, but it's just how it goes. I got about 12 minutes left in the program. Well, thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. For some reason, when I'm doing live, I'm just on the Facebook. But, yeah. But it's like, and that's the big thing my mom's doing.
You can hear videos. Could it be the speaker going in your phone?
I don't know. I'm going to... Like, after this, I'm going to do, like a little Facebook Live thing just on my regular page and see if it actually is my phone. But then I don't notice it when I do, like when I make a video, if I do a YouTube
video. When you do a YouTube video or a different video, I don't notice it at all.
Yeah, that's why I want to see if it's, when I do it on my regular page, if I have an issue. So we'll see. But that's the big thing my mom is dealing with, because CBD works great for her. But it's like, okay, here's $20 worth of meds versus like 80 for the one. And she got both CBD products, and they were like one, like 70.
Did it work for me?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing she struggles with.
But is that $70? How is that for one time, or is it going to be over?
That's for a whole month. Versus the script is $20 for a whole month.
She can take the $20. Month, unless it do the damage to her body that those chemicals and those persons.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain.
That we get from China.
What I'm trying to explain to her. And I think she, I don't know. We try to explain it to her. But I wanted someone to explain it to her so that she could hear the benefits of this plant from somebody that's not me. So it's not like me. And, you know, and he's a real conservative guy, too. So he's, like, a huge Trump-supporting guy. But, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I think we will be able to do cannabis and nanotechnology to where we can... Because if you take a piece of paper, and it's, like, 1,000 times thinner than a piece of paper, they can take the molecules, and that way they can take, like, CBD9 and have it go directly to the part of the body that it needs. So I think it's going to be interesting to see. I see that being a big... I think that being the wave of the future. I really do. To where they'll be able to nano make the medication. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I'm going to get into this. Fabrizio Romano just tweeted that Ronaldo may go to PSG. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the greatest players of all time. He's won myriad Ballon d'Ors.
Is he the one that you thought was coming to United that he, now not?
No, he was one that they were talking about it, but I'm like, he was already at United at one time, so it's not like he would, you know, if I'm like, well, he was at United, you know, I mean, there's talk I've heard also, like, we're going to get Bruno Fernandes like we did. It just took forever. And we're going to get Jadon Sancho. There's a 90% chance we're getting him. It's, I think, I don't know why United wants to drag this thing out. I think they want to try to save pennies. But, you know, I mean, like with Ronaldo, will he go to PSG? Because there's talk of him might, but like the Juventus president, that, but the Juventus president said, no, he's going to be with us. He's going to stay with us next, on next season. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I know we're going to get, I'm 90% to 95% sure we will get Jadon Sancho. It's just a matter of when, not if. I don't know why they want to drag this deal out. If he's going to be your only signing and they want to try to go as long as they can so that they can't, well, okay, you got Jadon Sancho. Now what else? You have all this time. You know, Juventus have, this is what Juventus want to play or whatever. This is what this team wants to play. You know, you have Borussia Dortmund saying, these are the stipulations, 70, 30, and 20. That's 120 million euros. 110 million pounds, done. I don't know if they're wanting it to be okay. Well, what if we get it to where we can get them for, what if we can get it to where it's 110 million euros, which is 110 million pounds or something like that, to where they, you know, maybe because of currency fluctuations? I don't know. But we beat Leipzig yesterday in the UEFA, the Europa League. We played horrible, but hey, we just had like second string players, a lot of them. And so, you know, to me, I think we can win the Europa League, but I mean, not like Bayer Leverkusen is gonna like go easy on us, and you know, so I don't know. We're in the Champions League, so it's like if we don't win the Europa League, I'm not really disappointed. I mean, I want us to, because then it would be a trophy on Ollie's belt. But at the same time, it's like, hey, now that we've gotten like the Champions League sewn up, it's like, it's just like, I think they just need to go out there and experiment and have fun. And if they win, they win. If they don't, they don't. But then at the same time, I want them to try to keep getting trophies, because maybe it will, hey, look. Look at what I was able to win the Europa League. Okay, that gives them credence that if someone wants to come to United, that's considering it. Pardon me. Well, he won the Europa League. It shows he can win. It's not at the top level, but hey, most people thought he'd get about fifth. Maybe, and not even getting to the Champions League. And now he's in Champions League, so he's got to be like Alex Ferguson. Okay, so what, we win the Champions League? We got a match coming up this weekend, Premier League. Like like an hour after he celebrates the Champions League win, he's worried about the next, you know, Barclays Premier League. So what if we won in the Champions League? We got a Premiership game, you know, and that's successful people. That's how they think, you know. Yeah, you celebrate this. I'm worried about the next game and who we're playing, and you know. So I hope the Jadon Sancho deal is not something that's being drug out so that they can, okay, now that it's drug out, now we don't have time to buy anyone else. I mean, if we get Jadon Sancho, yes, but we still need to get some, I think he needs to get some deadwood out. And I don't think he's doing it because he's like, well, am I going to get anyone to replace him? And I think that's why he's been hesitant to get rid of some of the deadwood, because for that very reason. But when he got rid of Fellaini, I'm like, right on. And when Alexis Sanchez left, I'm like, yes, he's worth about 4 bags of crisps. So there you go. We'll give you salt and vinegar. We'll take barbecue. We'll take sour cream and chive. And we'll take plain crisps. Okay, you give us those. There's Alexi Sanchez. Good luck. I mean, he was the biggest flop in history in the Premier League. He was overpaid, period. Even if he turned out to be, like, dominant and got, like, 25 goals in the time he was at, you know, he wasn't paid. I mean, it just kind of puts an insult on players like Wayne Rooney that actually did something and compared to what... And he was toxic because, okay, I bust my butt and I'm like player of the year because we don't have any good offense. So I'm the goalie and I'm player of the year for like 5 years, 5 years out of six. And this guy's making like triple what I'm making, really? Like double what I'm making? I get $200,000 a year, $200,000 a week, and he's getting $400,000 a week. And he's sitting on a bench. Now there should be like, I would if I was a club, I'd have like a clause. Okay, if he busts his ankle to where he can't play, you know, like in the first month, we don't have to pay him his contract. I mean, imagine if Alexi Sanchez busts his ankle. Okay, I'm out. Can't play. I'm getting $400,000 a week and I'm done. I mean, he might as well have had. And then people talk about when we want Memphis Depay back. I wouldn't want him back. He's good, but he was the past. Leave the past in the past. You know? It's going to be interesting to see, though. I mean, we got Champions League. I'm so excited for that, but at the same time, I'm like, well, I kind of want to see him win the Europa League just to look at what Ollie can achieve. Because it will broaden my thinking that, okay, well, there was a time when I'm like, is he the right man? I'm like I always said that with maybe if they would have given David Moyes, I think he had a lot of players looking to come into Manchester United, and then when Alex Ferguson took a walk, you know, to help his mother-in-law, that's when it went. And Gareth Bale backed out and all this stuff at the last minute. So, you know, I don't know. I always wondered if he had the great players, if Dave Moyes would do anything. And nope, he didn't even last a season. And it's been always had to do a lot to turn the club around. But this is alma mater. It's where he played. So, I got about 60 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Don't forget, you can friend me on Blog Talk Radio. You can also, all my archives, you can hear back. I went to a show and I lost it because my brother called in one time and he was on the program and it was just, I couldn't even listen to it. It was too hard, but, you know, it was just amazing. But it's just hard to believe I've been on this journey. Like my support group for my app, how many people I have, it's just amazing. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, everybody. God bless you all, and goodbye.